Pania Tahoe Hodges is kindly with us. Last night in Bologna in Italy, Huia Publishers received this year's Bologna Prize for the Best Children's Publisher of the Year, Oceania. The fair is the leading professional fair for children's books in the world. It's been held annually there since 1963. Pania Tahoe Hodges of Sungati Tufale Tonga Tutumohutia and Ngai Tuho is the publishing manager at Huia Publishers. And no doubt feeling pretty upbeat today as a result of that success. It's a tūhine, kia ora, and welcome to Pākehā. Ko Dale tēnei.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Lovely to be here. Thank you.
Hey, well, you've been involved yourself here. I see that you wrote Santa's Worst Christmas.
That is one of the joys that I've had of being working in this industry. I get to wear my hat as a director here at Huia, but also do a bit of writing. And I actually, my favourite thing is writing for children. So I'm pretty fortunate.
Well, listen, let's acknowledge those who contribute in that way through Huia to get their work published and how it's been noted across in Bologna. So. Talk with us about the books that you submitted and how do you actually feel as a rep of the proud organisation who your publishers, Pania, that you were singled out in this way?
Oh, look, as a Māori-owned, Māori-led independent publishing house here in Aotearoa, to be recognised in this way with this award is huge. It's we're really wrapped. Because the Bologna Children's Book Fair, it's the biggest children's book fair in the world, and there are thousands of publishers and literary agents and other publishing practitioners that attend this event annually from all over the globe. And it's, as you said, it's been going for over 60 years now, and so for us to be recognised by our peers like this on such a huge international stage is, you know, it's incredibly exciting for us. You know, it's throwing a spotlight not only on Huia, but, you know, our stories, our authors, and on Te Ao Māori, and it's highlighting the importance of Indigenous storytelling. And that's really important for us here at Huia. So, yeah, we're really excited about the opportunities that, you know, receiving this award is opening for us.
Tēnā koe. Could you just explain to our kaiwhakarongo, please, Pānea, how this came to be? Do you submit a collection of pukapuka? Are they judged? What's the judging process?
Yeah, well, this one is it's a little bit different. Like, often we will submit our books into different book awards, so our authors and our books get recognised. But this particular award is one where I'm not even sure who nominated us. I think it might have been the Publishers Association of New Zealand. Nominated us, put us forward, and the awards, there's five different territories that have kind of had their own award, and so we were in the category with publishers from Oceania, and, you know, there were some really big players in there, some big international conglomerates that we were alongside in this particular category, and the award is voted on by our peers, so other publishers pitch their votes, and so for us to be recognised by our peers is, you know, something special.
Okay. I see that Ebony was there, Ebony Waititi, she was there. And there's something about reading the UN Declaration of Human Rights in Te Reo Māori. Can you flesh that out a little for us, Pānea?
Yeah, so at the fair, it's a really interesting experience going to a book fair like this. There's the Bologna Book Fair, and there's another one that we attend in Frankfurt that happens around October. And these book fairs are an opportunity for us to take our stories, take our authors to the international stage. And it's a bit like speed dating. So you do a lot of prep work in the lead up to the fair to set up meetings with other publishing houses from other territories, other international export markets. And what we're trying to do is get them to buy rights to our books so that they will publish our stories in their countries and potentially translate them into their languages so that our stories can, you know, go out to the world. So so Ebony is there. That's her job this week. She's still there and got another full day of meetings. I've been talking to her this morning. We just touch base every day, and she gives me the update on how the meetings are going. But there's a lot of prep work that goes in. We have to research the publishers that we want to meet with, have a look at their list and their vision, see what books on our list they might be interested in, and do our best to sell, you know, to pitch our books to them. So that's the large part, the main focus of us being there. But there's also a number of different events that happen. So one of the things that Ebony did at yesterday's day at the fair was she was part of a number of publishing practitioners who were invited to come and read a section of the Declaration of Human Rights in their own languages. So Ebony was given a part of it to read in Te Reo Māori. And another thing that she's going to be doing today is she's speaking on a panel. The title is Origins, Indigenous Voices in Children's Books. So she's going to be sitting alongside other publishers and authors of colour and talking about Indigenous storytelling. So, yeah, there's a number of exciting things that Ebony's doing over there to bring Māori voices, Māori stories to the global stage.
It's neat talking with you, Pānea. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero. We should all be really proud of what Huia has achieved across the time. And I've been talking with the Huia people for a long, long time. And, you know, it's one that's been kicking goals for us and continues to. And also encouragingly as well, Pānea, I note that diversity and representation in children's books is something that Huia have embraced. I'm thinking of Linda Tohiwai Smith's Puka Puka for Tamariki, which, you know, allows discussion about diverse attitudes to life, but all framed for a young reader. And even when I spoke to her of that, I thought it was innovative and perhaps part of the reason for the success that we're talking about at Bologna might be that very approach, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, you know, diversity and representation in children's book publishing are still really significant issues globally, and there's lots of research and statistics, you know, that reveal the disparities in the representation of, you know, different ethnicities and cultures, you know, in children's books. So, you know, our hope is that, you know, for Huia, we want to you know, show that what a solution can look like, and that's, you know, where Indigenous peoples are directing and in control of their own narratives at every step of the publishing process. You know, that helps us produce captivating books where our tamariki mokupuna can see themselves and their whānau and their communities and environments in the pages that they're reading. So, you know, Indigenous stories can be, you know, they can empower young people to really kind of foster a sense of pride and connection to their culture and their identity. So, you know, that's our goal, is we want our tamariki, our mokupuna, to see themselves in the stories that they're reading. So, yeah, that's the goal.
That's been a neat kōrero. Thanks very much. Congratulate all those involved with that success. And have a nice big rainbow or chocolate cake to celebrate, please, Pānea.
Well,
okay,
then. Yeah, thanks so much, Dale.
Yeah, good talking with you, sis. Thanks very much.
You too. Okay, hei kona.
Mauri ora kia koe.